Number four, staff introductions, and I believe Director Van Meteren will be joining us for that.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. We have one new staff person that we'd like to introduce. She will not be able to join us today as she's busy out working actually in Custer State Park. So that new staff person on the Parks Division side is Laura Connolly. She has filled our cultural and environmental resource specialist position as part of the planning and development team for the Parks Division. We're grateful to have her on staff. We've got a lot of things that are piling up there. So Laura joins us from Omaha, Nebraska, where she earned a BA in psychology from Creighton University and BS in biology from the University of Omaha. For the past decade, she has served as a wildlife biologist with research on insects, animals, and bats. Laura also serves as a wildland firefighter with prescribed burn experience in the Great Plains as well as Western United States fires. Outside of work, Laura enjoys running, caving, reading, traveling, and wildlife photography. She officially joined our team on July 16th and will continue to serve the Parks Division to secure all appropriate permitting and clearances for projects across the state. So I want to welcome her to our team.
Very good. And welcome to Laura. And with that, Director Kirschman, you two have some introductions, I understand.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good afternoon, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. I've got a list. Actually, I have nine staff to introduce today, so I won't go into too lengthy of great detail, but give a nice little introduction to each of these new staff scattered throughout the state. We do have a couple of them here today also, so I'll ask them when I announce their name to stand up so you can recognize them as well and put a name with a face there as well. But I'm going to go down the order by sections, then into our operations by our regions. So the first one within the terrestrial section is Kaylee Meacham. Kaylee is one of our wildlife biologists in the diversity program, actually out of the Fort Pierre office. She comes to our agency originally from the state of Kansas, obtained a bachelor's degree in wildlife fisheries from Kansas State, and a master's degree from Oklahoma. So a nice diversity there of background education. She has several years of working with small mammals and bird population monitoring and enjoys all outdoor activities. So I'd like to introduce and welcome Kaylee to Team GF&P. The next one is actually a fisheries biologist out here in the Rapid City office, Chuck Moorhorst. And he's in the aquatic section. I believe Chuck is here today. And originally from Rapid City, growing up and going into college, he has several fishery intern positions with Game Fish and Parks. I know we've talked about this numerous times where we have hired on folks that have been previously an intern for our agency, which is always nice to see. He also obtained his master's from South Dakota State University, go Jackrabbits, and but most recently worked in Arizona and also on a trout restoration effort down there as well. So some great experience that he brings to fisheries management. He'll be working on stream management here in the Black Hills region in Western South Dakota, and we're really excited to have Chuck on the team as well. So welcome, Chuck, to Team GF&P. Next staff person I'd like to introduce is actually a conservation officer that has recently been assigned to their own duty station, and that is Kenny Jimerson. Kenny actually works up in the northeast part of South Dakota, and his duty station is Webster. A little bit of background, he is originally from Iowa. Interesting enough, when he was a young kid, his grandpa would bring him up to Webster, South Dakota on hunting and fishing trips, and where he really became familiar with northeast South Dakota and fell in love with it. He has completed several intern positions in both Iowa and South Dakota, and some of those with our agency working in both parks and wildlife and fisheries. He has a bachelor's in science and wildlife fisheries from South Dakota State University. One accolade that I would like to share with you about Jimmy, when he was actually in the academy in Pierre going through the law enforcement credentials, he was awarded the Kohler Williams Award, which each cohort of officers that go through the academy, there's one selected from each cohort of typically no more than 50 officers which demonstrates all-around outstanding performance. So we have a great person here, and we're really excited about having Jimmy on board as a conservation officer up in Webster. So welcome, welcome, Kenny. Next one is Paul Gilbert. Paul is an education and operations specialist, will be part of the team working at the Pete Lean and Sons shooting range as we continue to build our staff and getting ready for the opening of the range, which we'll talk about later in the meeting. He is stationed here out of the Rapid City area, and again, will be primarily focused out at the range. Interesting background, he's a former Olympic skeet shooting team. So he's got some real high quality experience and a sharpshooter, which will come into great play in his experiences working with people out at the shooting range, teaching people how to shoot, and will bring in a wealth of experience and education in both shotgun and archery instruction. So we're really excited to have Paul on board, again, as a education and operations specialist at the Pete Lean shooting range. Welcome, Paul. Next one is Aaron Shoney. Aaron is also stationed here out of the Rapid City office, our outdoor campus west, as a naturalist. He's originally from Rapid City, currently serves in the South Dakota National Guard, and graduated from Black Hills State University with a degree in biology and a master's degree in integrative genomics. Most recently, he taught science and coached cross country and peer. I continue to apologize to him for having to deal with my oldest son who does run cross country up here. And I think that's part of the reason why he moved to Rapid City. But in all fairness, he did move back to Rapid City as native of Rapid City, closer to family, and loves the Black Hills region. So we're excited to have Aaron on board as a naturalist here at the Outdoor Campus West, and welcome, Aaron. Next is Dan Barrow. He is located out of Region 2, so the central part of the state, as a habitat resource biologist out of our Fort Pierre office. Interesting background here. He grew up in the Appalachian Mountains of Pennsylvania, was in the Marine Corps from 2007 to 2015, does have a degree in wildlife management. He worked down in Texas for Texas Parks and Wildlife and recently for NRCS as a natural resource specialist in northern Montana. So he has a wealth of experience bringing forward here to South Dakota. He enjoys long-range shooting and archery, as well as coaching his son in baseball. So we're excited to have Dan on board and at the Fort Pierre office as our habitat resource biologist. And welcome, Dan. Next one is Tyler Bartels. He is the wildlife damage program manager, i.e. the supervisor of our wildlife damage specialist in Region 2. Again, that central part of the state out of our Fort Pierre office. He's originally from Nebraska. Went to Concordia University in Nebraska and majored in environmental science and natural resources and was a member of the golf team. Was most recently a position as a depredation biologist technician for Nebraska Game and Parks. And so he brings a wealth of experience and knowledge to this position. His hobbies include hunting, fishing, trapping, and of course, golf. So he's officially been appointed to Scott Simpson's golf team for the next Carp Classic via Deputy Secretary Simpson's request. Next person, Blaine Henderson. Blaine is a wildlife resource assistant working out of our Sioux Falls office, Region 3, that southeast part of the state. Originally from the state of Minnesota, went to Bemidji State University with a degree in wildlife biology. Blaine enjoys hunting, fishing, trapping, and camping. Waterfowl hunting is his favorite. Blaine has that one of those unique positions. He works right there in the front office, right where people come in and walk in and ask questions about licenses, hunting, fishing, trapping, camping, anything that they might have questions on. He's one of those frontline people that will meet and greet visitors and answer their questions. So we're excited to have Blaine on board at the Sioux Falls office. And the last staff I'd like to introduce is Cody Donnelly. He's a wildlife damage specialist. Again, out of the southeast part of South Dakota, Region 3, located at our Mitchell location. He's originally from Phillips, South Dakota, and grew up loving livestock and wildlife. He went to SDSU and has a wildlife fishery science degree. And he, too, actually held a couple of intern positions with Game Fish and Parks, one in private lands and one in wildlife damage in southeast South Dakota. So a wealth of knowledge of the outdoors, agricultural, working with producers, and we're excited to have Cody on and Mitchell area as a wildlife damage specialist. So, Madam Chair and Commissioners, those are the 9 new staff over the last 2 months in the Wildlife Division. I'd like to welcome all those staff in joining Team GFMP and look forward to having them become very into our agency and continue to do good work that we all do.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. An impressive group of individuals that are now part of Team GFMP. Welcome and congratulations. Good luck to all of you. And I don't get to say this very often, to my fellow Black Hills State University grad, go Yellow Jackets, fear the sting. All right, with that,